Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
All right, we're back. And so we're going to continue on our program. And we thank Charlotte for giving us her time and words. It was pretty awesome. And so we're coming up next, we're going to be playing a song from Shkwait Shachlach, and it's a song from Selena Gomez.
Wonderful.
And the scene. And the song is called Love You Like... Love You Like...
It's one of the new songs, isn't it, Chief?
Love You Like a Song. Love You Like a Love Song. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody, and we'll be right back.
It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already sung. And I guess right now here's another one. So your melody will play on and on. With the best of all, you are beautiful. Like a dream come alive, incredible. A centerfold miracle, lyrical. You saved my life.
We're back. That was Selena Gomez and The Scene and their song Love You Like a Love Song. So that was our song of the week from Shkwait Shachlach. And for people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4. And also the big forest fires and the big floods of about 4 years ago. So a very big extreme survivalist and just a real inspiration to many people and a big hero of myself. So we thank you for joining us, Shkwait. How are you doing?
I'm all good. Pretty good. Just try to get at one with the weather up here.
Mm.
Hot one day, rain the next. I just looked out the window, it's snowing.
Wow. You have it all.
That sounds pretty crazy up there.
Yeah.
So we have our subject today is on calmness, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Calmness. Being at peace with yourself, mentally and physically, you know, free from I guess you'd call it intense emotion, agitation, you know, and disturbances. Mm-hmm. And you know, developing calmness. That's what I like to think of, because whenever I find myself starting to get a bit too agitated and all that, I always think of the show Anger Management with Jack Nicholson and Adam Sandler. Mm. when they're in therapy and the doctors should tell his patients to get a mantra and do deep breathing to get calm. And the mantra on the show was goose fabra, goose fabra. You know, that's kind of like a quick instant calming down.
Mm.
And in the long run, developing calmness is, go out for a walk, stretch, do yoga, whatever, just to be at one with nature and yourself, blocking out all stress, noise from your daily routines at the office or, whatever job you have. That's the one thing I think of most is the mantra and the deep breathing.
Mm.
to calm yourself quick.
Mm.
And while you're doing that, visualize yourself in somewhere in a calm space or safe place, like maybe at the lake fishing or kayaking or biking or whatever you find yourself getting calm through.
Mm. Yeah, it's like mental teleportation. It kind of reminds me like when you were going through your 12-day coma, when they had to induce you when you had Guillain-Barré syndrome. And I just remember thinking, like, man, that's got to be quite difficult just to calm your mind down. Because, when you went into the induced coma and you have a machine breathing for you, and you're just like out of space and in space and everywhere at the same time, and yet you had to stay calm in all those 12 days. And then slowly, as you're coming back and everything, you're starting to recharge and come back to the moment. And that's what we all have to do. We all have to be in the moment, as I think that's what can cause our calmness, is to be in the moment. And like you said, you do those deep breaths, you think of a mantra or something that helps helps you calm down, because we're all different. We all have different words that can calm us down. We all have different frequencies that can help us get out of a rut. And yeah, it's just amazing. You know, it's just so special to hear from you when you're talking about these things, because, you know, you survived so much and came through so much trauma and tribulations, and yet here you are, and you're able to share with us. And even your music is so special. It's a real blessing.
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah, we really thank you and appreciate you for joining us and sharing with us.
Yeah, I'm happy to be hopefully providing a proper proper words, proper info to the people listening. Yeah, so I thank you guys there behind the mics and the people behind the scenes, the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
And Auntie would say, don't forget, I love you.
Yes, don't forget, we love you too.
Yes.
So you have a great week and weekend, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Okay. Bye for now.
Okay, bye.
Bye
for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhrach from Gwaishkina, BC, up in the Nicola Valley, and just always an awesome time to get him on our show and hear his words and see what makes him tick, and let it inspire us all. So we're going to continue on with our program here, and we'll be right back.
With 1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision, what will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes for screen time is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.
Okay, we're back, and now we're going to get to the program of Lady Fahima, but first we're going to play her a song, and this one is from Echo Band, and it's their song, it's a Mission Impossible theme cover with the DAF.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we'll play that, and we'll be right back. Enjoy, everybody.
Oh.
Wow, man. You know, this was very inspiring for me when you shared this with me.
Yes.
I was playing it over and over. Mm-hmm. This song was introduced to me by Lady Fahima, and very special.
Thank you.
It was from a group from Persia.
Yes.
Using the daf, it's kind of like a drum, right?
And yes, it is.
And
yes.
It's got like certain jingles on it or something
it's
like that.
It's a huge round like a drum, and Conover
music and
the music, yes, the music coordinator of the Free Voices. He was very familiar with this one, and he had tried and explained it in the past how it has been designed. And there are a lot of rings that I can explain from inside of the drum. Is the flat drum that they bring it above the, you know, above your shoulder. And your face, you're facing it on, you know, and you're playing it with your fingers. Mm. Just a few fingers make that sound. Mm. And this mission is impossible. When I listen to that one, and this is really has been done by the Persian student.
Mm.
That I believe they live in Iran because of their... I'm guessing because of their outfit that they had, they have been covered. And I was really privileged and proud that no matter how much the government of Iran bring the hardship, killing them, and all the negative part, they bring the light, the moderation, you know, the harmony, the diversity. The diversity, I'm just so drawn with the diversity, and mm-hmm. this is me. Mm-hmm. Anywhere that I go, without diversity for me is the food for my soul.
Mm-hmm.
And that is with the diversity I grow, is the diversity that I'm sitting at this station and many other chairs in the past and the present, and because I am the believer, a strong believer of diversity and the peace for the world, not only for one country, for the whole world, you mm. know, mm. needed, and humanity deserve this peace.
Mm-hmm.
And mission, going back to the Mission Impossible, and that was the Persian Mission Impossible. Mm. And that movie, Mission Impossible, by James Bond and by Tom Cruise, it has left so much impact, positive impact for the humanity, that then they decided to use the daf is a big drum and converting it to the such a beautiful music. However, going back to the calmness, the subject of the today is the calmness, is the mental and physical state of being peaceful. Calmness is very valuable qualities. It means be patient and peaceful. And going back, you know, because this radio station belongs really to all across the country, outside of the country, and is coming from University of Simon Fraser University. Distinguished all of the students to me. They are very special, very distinguished, very talented, because they have chosen their path and their goal, who they want to become, and what part of the role of the society or the future they will take. And that's why I'm here, to be their voice and support them in any way that I can. And from this mic to many other mic or many other chairs.
Yes.
And basically the The education, it gives you that power. When you have that power and fulfillness, when you graduate, this is the one exactly you wanted. It give you, you become calm after all of these activity, hard studies, you know, less sleep, less food, you know, to be stressed, and you have every right to be, because you're getting ready for something very special in your life. And after the education, you become calm. The calmness, automatically, it come to your path, it come to your system, and you grounding it and give you the confidence, and you focus for your goal and the purposes of your daily life. And that is with the calmness, after all this activity, is the time you achieve your goal and you become, you really, you know, you carry a victory of your life.
Beautiful, wonderful words. You know, what you're saying is so exactly true and right, because once I finished my exam,
yes,
I felt calm.
Definitely.
You know, before that, it was like being in a hurricane.
Yes.
Like a storm, like, you know, when I'm up there and doing an exam. And I was telling this to some of my fellow students and instructors, and I was telling them, like, man, I was shivering.
Mm-hmm.
I was sweating.
Yes.
I was shaking. I was, like, going through, I guess, all sorts of, like, emotions and feelings and whatever. But as I finally was able to come in and do my final landing at BC Helicopters, and you know, it felt very special. Like, it almost felt like I had somebody helping me with all the controls.
Yes.
And I was able to come and, you know, do my final smooth landing. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to other students, and they were saying that too as well. You know, sometimes you can feel the controls, like, moving in your hand,
mm-hmm.
and it almost feels like somebody's helping you.
Yes.
And it's very something, like, all the training and teaching that you go through, I guess your muscle memory picks up on it,
mm-hmm.
and it just automatically does everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with, you know, all these students here that are learning. And
yes.
getting all these skills for their journey, their life, their
Absolutely.
Goals, their achievements. And once they get to that final threshold of mm-hmm. their final exam or the last bit of training that they need to do, they'll get to that calmness.
Exactly, because the mission has been accomplished.
Yeah.
And the mission impossible, it became a possible. We all have a mission in our life. Some part is, you know, is impossible, but nothing is impossible with the human being.
Mm.
We are, you know, human being has been is so talented. It has. We have to find our own soul, our own destiny, focusing only at us. Not wasting time on the left or who does who. Of course, awareness is the part of the role of the each individual to know what is happening in this world, to be aware, to be educated of the surrounding, but not focusing your mission, your goal on the neighborhood. The only thing that you focus on the neighborhood when you can, to share your kindness, your generosity to the food bank and the people are not fortunate on the daily life that they are struggling. This is another task that I looking into it.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you feel sweaty, stressed, and, you know, anxiety, then it means, you know, what does that mean? It means they're all good. Is ugly, but is all good, because if you don't feel nervous about it, then you don't achieve it. You don't achieve your goal. And that is a part of the process, because all of this toxic feeling, because you are trying, you know, with the higher speed, with the all your effort to achieve your goal. And when you put all your effort, all the best of yourself, job is done. And then you become calm and your vision is getting lighter and you can focus what you choose, which one of those jobs you choose to accept. I give the power back to the student, to the young one. You accept. Even though when you apply for the job or any opportunity, they lay down, if it is organization or any human resources whatsoever, they have to offer, leave that one. Even when you apply for the job, you are the one accepting it. And that acceptance, you know, you do it with your own calculation in the smart way. And I'm just so blessed and privileged to be with every one of them. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. And yeah, and also it's always good to acknowledge the people around us that help us to get to those goals. And I just want to acknowledge all my family and my friends and my instructors, my fellow students, and also for yourself. I thank you for, you know, all your hard work that you do for us here at Free Voices.
Thank you.
And thank Charlotte for her joining us and sharing her wonderful words. And
thank you.
And all the people in China, thank you all for joining
thank
us.
You.
Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices. And we're going to let you guys all go, and we're going to play some Sleep and some music from their album called Dope Smoker. So come back again next Thursday and join us.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye for now, everybody. Enjoy.